Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure that the banks help. We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring one of our favorite Brain Trust members back on the show, Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. Very soon, a couple of months, you will get her back and celebrate her 19th anniversary as a member of, as a founding member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of high school. Barbara, as you know, is a tax attorney, but she doesn't practice that way. She uses her education and her experience to write and talk and to help small business owners with their tax planning. She's written all the important books on J.K. Lasser's series of taxes, small business taxes. The brand new one's just out now, and so many other things. She's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you back. Thank you for all the great years and for all that you do for small business, Barbara. Let's talk about, you wrote a piece recently on the 10 New Year's resolutions for tax season for small business owners. Let's talk about some of those.
We all know that the deadline for filing our tax returns is approaching. And I think one thing we should mention.
The dates have changed.
Exactly. For partnerships and LLCs filing as partnerships, the deadline was moved up, so rather than the April deadline, they have a March 15th deadline this
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a surprise for some partnerships. The good news is that if they want to get an automatic extension, they're going to get 6 months because they'll have until September 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So just decide if you're going to file on time or get a filing extension.
How early can you file an extension?
You don't have to give a reason. You don't have to sign the form.
If I'm thinking about it now, can I just go ahead and do it?
Absolutely.
Really?
Okay. As long as you do it by the filing deadline,
right,
you can do
right.
it as early, now is fine.
See, that's the thing, folks. You just heard Barbara. If you didn't know that, and you're thinking, "Wow, I may not be ready," but I don't want to forget. You know, I mean, most people don't. I kind of wake up in the middle of the night on March 14th and April 14th, or the morning of the 15th. It's one of those mornings in the year that I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and not knowing why. But go ahead and file the extension.
File the extension. The flip side to this is that if you have a C corporation, a regular corporation calendar year.
Right.
You're going to have more time to file because instead of the old March 15th deadline, now you have until mid-April. And the deadline this year is April 18th.
Wow. So, why did they – I still don't know why they did that.
Well, I do. Because the reason they pushed up the partnership is, if you think about it, because those are pass-through entities that have to provide K-1s to their owners.
Yeah.
Whereas the C-corporations, what difference does it make?
Exactly. But the S-corp didn't change.
The S-corp is still March.
Still March.
It was and remains.
And that makes sense that the partnerships and the LLCs, they moved up too, right?
Yeah, because they filed the partnership.
So that makes sense because you want to have that deadline to give you 30 days to get that to prepare your personal if you wait to the end like I always do.
Yeah, and it just kind of makes sense. So you got all the pass-throughs on one date, and that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, that's good information. What else?
Well, it's time to get organized, if you haven't already gotten organized. In other words, getting all your tax information together, whether it's collecting all the information returns that you're going to receive, the W-2s if you work for your S-corporation, the 1099s that you have for your investments, or if you're an independent contractor, the K-1s that you're going to get from your pass-throughs.
Mm-hmm.
And just bring that all together. And also remember, you're going to have your 1095 from wherever you get your health coverage.
Right.
So it's an insurance company or people who purchase.
So start looking. Start looking for all those.
And of course, you, get
course you may
together.
Have to be putting giving. You may be the one giving other people those. Right.
Absolutely, and you want to make sure that you do that.
Are there
that.
New dates on? Aren't there new dates for that?
There are. So the one thing that you really want to note is the date for providing the W-2s and the 1099 NIST that reports non-employee compensation. Used to have till the end of February if you filed by paper, or the end of March
right.
if you did it electronically. Now it's the same date that you have to give it to the worker. So you have to send the W-2s to Social Security on the end of January.
Right.
The
right.
reason for that is hopefully the IRS will be able to use this information to better match the claimed
whatever we can, you know, Barbara, whatever we can do to make it easier for the IRS. That's what I live for, is to make it easier for the IRS. It's
well,
one of my personal one of my personal goals, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. More sarcasm after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.